Every Friday night, dozens of people gather around the bar at Nicola's Italian restaurant in Hawthorne, New Jersey. They chat with friends, share a few drinks, and sing karaoke. Independent producer Scott Gurian went along recently with a new karaoke enthusiast, his father.
I was down the New Jersey shore and I was with a friend of mine, and we had a couple hours to spare after dinner, and I said, "What do you want to do?" He says, "There's a place that has karaoke singing in one of the hotels." So we go there, and I decided to do it. And after about 15 minutes, I got cold feet, and I started walking out the door with my friend Vinny, and the DJ said, "Before he goes, Randy said he wanted to sing a song." So they called me up there. I was extremely nervous. Finally, I started singing. Some lady started applauding me wildly. She stood up on her bar stool and fell off the bar stool and lay on a heap on the ground. She was completely drunk. That was my first experience in karaoke.
Darling, you're my friend.
Sing a song, everybody becomes famous for 3 minutes or 4 minutes. You're up there, and nobody should really take themselves too seriously.
Friendships have been formed through karaoke. I mean, we've gotten to know people through karaoke that we probably would have never met. It's a different form of entertainment. Some people like to go listen to an opera, and some people like to go out and sing.
Karaoke, I find, brings people in a place together. Young people who are in college, on up to people who are in their 70s. It's a whole cross section.
Sweet Caroline, the time never seemed so good.
Randy Gurian, Patty Gadosky, and Ken Gadosky sing karaoke at Nicola's Restaurant in Hawthorne, New Jersey. That piece came to us from independent reporter Scott Gurian.
Put your hands together. Let's hear for Marty.